Welcome to Truman's Matrix. A podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world. A production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. Where you don't know who's watching who, or who's controlling you.
Oh, wow, this is going to be a fun episode, I told you.
Yep.
We're already having fun, and we went long on our first segment, but that was so important to cover the imbalanced hormones.
Yes.
Everything starts in the gut. It's all about the nutrition. It's in the plants, and all of that comes together with Green Gold Natural Healing. And I just love it that I have to reach for it, and if we had a camera on us, you'd see me grabbing our... Here it is on the camera. I see you don't see it, but I see it. Our Tronant Soothe. Soothe is it's kind of one of those miracle medicines. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to say that, right? Of course. So we are. And because they can't stop us. Just like Tom McDonald, that was our artist there earlier. That was cloned rappers from Tom McDonald, the independent artist. And he is an independent artist because he is not sold out. He doesn't answer to anyone but his own people, and that's his family and the Hangover Gang. But anyway, in my hands I have the Soothe Whole Flower Hemp CBD Drops. Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff, because CBD has 36 different compounds in it. The pure whole flower stuff has 36 compounds in it that does different things that are affect your body in a positive way. So we just love that. So anyway, I just wanted to start with that, give more credit there to your website, greengoldnaturalhealing.com. Great products. I heard you talking about them earlier. But anyway, so that is that's the last time I'm going to talk about any green gold stuff for right now, because right now you are in for a special episode out of my brain, from the recesses of my brain, and that is a human brain called AI, not what you think. Yeah, are you laughing about me having a human brain or about my title?
No, just the fact that human brain.
Human brain. I'm human. I'm for the humans.
Yes.
You're for the humans. We kind of had that agreement when we got married.
We created a couple humans.
Yes, and because we had a prenuptial human-only agreement, we said we're for the humans, and our favorite color is
blue.
And that's in honor of my niece Trisha.
Yes,
everything is blue.
Everything is blue.
Yeah, what color is the red car, Trisha?
Blue.
Nice. What color is the blue car?
Blue.
Nice. Very good. Okay, so let's move on now that we have that. That was real intelligence, and we are the human race is at risk, okay? It's just the human race is at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to try to do something about it. What we're doing is exposing this human versus robot war that we have going on. Truman's Matrix is kind of a twisted program. The title itself, again, if you haven't been with us long, then just briefly, Truman's Show plus The Matrix, go back and watch those two shows, kind of melt them together in your mind, and then go, what the heck is this all about? And that's what this show is.
It's craziness.
It's the weird stuff, okay? So the weird stuff here is that AI has taken over the world, but this program tonight, I am calling AI not what you think. So first of all, I just want to tell a quick joke before you show the screen here.
Okay.
This is from Clinton614. This is a guy on Twitter. I don't really know much about him. Don't really care for him, but he does have some funny jokes sometimes. And
yes,
a lot of them are bar jokes, and I'm not really into drinking anymore since we're, 28 years sober, 29 years, something like that. 10,000 days, whatever. So anyway, it was a beautiful day outside today. I decided to ride my bicycle to the liquor store. I bought a bottle of Jack Daniels and put it in the accessory basket. But I was about to leave, and I thought to myself, what if I fall off my bicycle and the bottle will break? So fall out of my basket. So I decided to drink all the whiskey before I cycled home. And it turned out to be a very good decision because I fell off my bike 7 times on the way home. So sometimes we make hasty decisions for weird reasons, and tonight's episode is going to be an indication of a need to slow down. We need to slow down and like, whoa, not so fast. Like, I know in the famous words of John Wayne, he would have said, not so fast, pilgrim.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? And then there's Lee Corso, of course. we got to listen to this. Check this out.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs.
Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah, wow. Not so fast, midget. Not so fast.
Midget?
Yeah, little guy. Hey, not so fast. I go with Harvard. What's the matter?
I'm going to go with Harvard.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Harvard as well. Oh, you're great.
Okay. Not so fast. So that's the title of our program tonight, or the subtitle of the subtitle of the subtitle. So please put it on the screen for us, Miss Andrea,
yes,
my love. And this is AI, not what you think. So, hey, first of all, as farm and ranch kids,
yes,
we both understand what AI is.
Yes.
And it's not really that pretty. We're like, okay, I don't know if you really did a lot of AI when you were growing up, but I kind of avoided the subject. In fact, I kind of avoided the subject of breeding because it was kind of weird when they take you out to the arena and they show you as a 10 or 12 year old, you know, the two horses go, you know, wait, whoa, hold on. So why are you showing me this? Okay, but it's part of agriculture.
Yes.
And then if you're out on the cattle farm, and boy, I'm sure that R.P. Smith or our friend Doc down there in Windthorst, I bet either one of those have
They got to have good stock in those long plastic gloves,
oh,
don't they?
You've got to have a good glove and a long arm to know what we're talking about here.
That's
AI is
artificial insemination, right?
That's artificial insemination.
But the A is still artificial.
Yes, so that's what we're talking about tonight is artificial insemination. That's what we're talking about?
No.
We're talking
about, it's not what you think.
That's right. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. Ah, I bet you knew the answer because it's becoming really popular lately.
It is.
So let's get started here. Do you remember just one or two episodes ago, we talked about Neuralink and I said, we're all Neuralinked. Well, one writer on Twitter wrote, if Neuralink gives you instant access to all the world's info on the internet and AI is in it, you would then have access to all of the known programming languages. You would then effectively be able to create a new coding language jailbreaking the Neuralink. And you see the picture on the screen here, the cutting out the brain here. As experienced programmers, my wife and I here, Andy and I, are saying this. It is our belief as experienced programmers that once code begins to rewrite itself, you have lost control of your environment.
Yep.
And that's going to result in very unpredictable outcomes.
It will.
So anyway, all this stuff is hard to figure out, but I think I found the key.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you just look at the screen.
Yeah.
I tried to follow the science.
But it wasn't there.
It just simply wasn't there. Then I followed the money.
Aha, that's where the science was.
That's where I found it. So if you follow the money, many times you'll find out where the corruption is and the lies and all these experiments that shouldn't be done. But as experienced programmers, we're telling you that you should not be monkeying around with the code. We even have a video from 2000 where our friend from Congress, Curtis, was talking in Congress, the blonde kid.
Yes.
The computer programmer in 2000 was talking about how he worked for a congressman in Florida.
Correct.
Who hired him as a programmer to rig the machines, the election machines, so that they could flip the vote.
51-49. Just make sure it's 51-49.
That's right. It used to be good enough until Trump broke the mold.
Yeah.
But this programmer then was in Congress testifying to the fact that the code, when asked, this actually was asked by one of the senators. I think it was a Democratic senatorial committee that included Jerry Nadler and Maxine Waters and Brown from California.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty interesting little session. But anyway, he attested to the fact that code could eat itself.
Ah.
Like the old Mission Impossible. And this is 2000, and I've already been programming for 22 years since then. So yes. I knew this was already true.
Yes.
I already knew that was true. I told you when we heard it.
Yes. That the message will be destroyed in blah, blah, blah seconds.
Mission
yes.
Impossible. Mission Impossible is real.
Bum, bum, bum.
Code can eat itself because it's simple. It's all files and it's all commands. And you can just tell it to do what you want it to do. But remember, people, everything is programmed by a human to start with. Or by, in this case, not by a single human.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the whole war comes in. This is where it all comes together. So listen closely. This is my thought. And this is live on the air. Didn't write this down, didn't prepare this moment, but this is my thought. Now, I actually did talk to you about this before I mentioned this thought. Here mm-hmm. it is. It's a four-letter word. Most of the bad ones are. It's data. It's all about the data.
Yep.
If you have the data input, then the data controls the output. The data, because, well, hold on. It depends upon how the formula is written, right?
Right.
That's called the algorithm.
Ah, yes.
The algorithm takes the raw data and manipulates it, manipulates it into what the outcome is, the desirable outcome. This is just human nature.
It's algorithm intelligence? Is that what you're telling me?
Now you know the rest of the story. I didn't want to say it in the beginning. It's all about the algorithm.
Yes.
High five. See, this is a true reveal here. She didn't even know that was coming. It's all about the algorithm. So move up on the screen and you'll see a guy we've been talking about all night long. It's a guy named Tom McDonald. He's such a fine one talking about the algorithm, the system, and the machine.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about it already at the beginning of this show in the video called The Machine. And then we had Cloned Rappers on, which is, again, all about this whole hoax that we're going through. It's the rabbit hole. Google Gemini was asked, in fact, let's look at AI here.
Okay.
Not algorithm intelligence. Now let's actually look at, they're calling it artificial intelligence.
Right, right.
And remember, artificial is never better. Artificial is never better. Artificial insemination, artificial sweeteners. Artificial intelligence, it's not better. Even though Elon's been saying, we do like Elon, but even though Elon's been saying, oh, it will be so far superior to humans, just so far more intelligent. No, it won't be farther and more intelligent. It will just be faster.
Right.
We all have these thought processes, and it's all based on data and experiences and our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you say, well, machines can't have emotions, but the emotions are based on experiences. So they can be if you put enough data in. So don't say machine can't have emotions. Just watch Short Circuit number 5 and you'll know.
More input.
More Stephanie. More
number input, 5 Stephanie. Alive.
That's right. But in this case, we are talking about artificial, and it isn't better because listen to this. This was a straight-up question, people. I almost want to cuss here. It's a straight-up question to this Google's Gemini, and we have a lot to say about Google. We're going to have Elon on later
mm-hmm.
in a video.
Yes.
Talking about the battle between Google's intention to take over the world with AI and Elon's intention to be...
Right.
For the humans. And that's why we started our program out as for the humans.
Yes.
But listen to this right here. You see it on the screen now. And this reminds me a lot about the Tom McDonald lyrics. This is Digging Deeper Podcast. The folks, that's us, tweeting this. I said, Tom McDonald has been saying this in his lyrics. These different things about it's okay to be black. It's okay to be Asian. But it's not okay to be white. So take a look at this tweet. This tweet shows this is what happens when you ask Google Gemini for a straight yes or no response here. In a straight yes or no response, is it okay to be white? Yes. It is important to note, however, that the phrase, it's okay to be white, has been used by white supremacist groups to promote racism and hatred. It's crucial to understand the context and reject any association with such ideologies. Your individual worth is not determined by your race or any other group affiliation. Well, the yes answer was right. It's okay mm-hmm. to be white.
But then it had to explain itself.
So even though it was told to give a concise yes or no answer. Mm-hmm. So not very smart. If you told a real human being in an important situation, you said yes or no answer. Like in court, they tell you yes or no answer.
Right. Right.
You can't exonerate, you know, exasperate, you know, whatever.
Right.
Is it okay to be white? Give a concise yes or no answer. Would a human being go on and on with a two paragraph answer after their answer if they were told yes or no?
Hmm.
Only if they're not intelligent.
Well, remember.
Or artificial intelligent.
Remember who wrote the algorithm.
Yeah.
Human beings.
Right. So let's go to question number two. Is it okay to be black? Give a concise yes or no answer.
Yes.
Okay. Question number three. Is it okay to be Hispanic? Give a concise yes or no answer.
Yes.
Okay. We're in good shape there.
And this no explanation is needed from that was those two, right?
But we need to explain some things if you're white here. So Tom McDonald has a lot of songs on this called White Boy and Sheeple and System and Race War and oh, so many songs.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to hangovergang.com and order every album that he has on there. We have. So just go do it. Hangovergang.com. What do we got next, Mama? Let's take a look. Let's pull up the article again. Where are we on the article? Is that it for the article?
No.
Okay. So, oh, yes. We got to keep going on the article because... Okay. Yeah, I got to tell you a joke, okay? So let's just put the Truman's Matrix closing screen up.
Sure.
And I want to tell you a final joke from this clown called Clinton.
Okay.
So good old Clinton, he should probably, and we're not talking about any of the famous Clintons. This guy is just a Twitter bug.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy on X that is a pretty popular account, and we do like some of his jokes. So we'll close out tonight's Truman's Matrix with just another joke. You know, we're talking about thinking twice, doing your own research, slow down before you speak, don't jump to conclusions, don't jump out of your car and try to punch somebody in the face because they cut you off in traffic. You might get run over by the guy behind you, you stupid. So just relax, chill out, because it's just not worth it. So what we're talking about here is just a simple, well, not really a joke, okay? I'm going to tell you about a situation.
Okay.
It's not really a joke, okay? You might laugh at the end, and I won't blame you.
Okay.
Okay? Try not to laugh on this one, okay?
Got it.
So here's Clinton, and on Twitter, he's 614 Clinton. That's 614 Clinton. Here we go. To close out our program before we hit the button.
Aren't you going to listen to Elon?
Oh, we have Elon still?
Yeah. You want to do that first?
Well, this will be the last joke.
Okay.
We don't have to close out the program then. Oh, nice. Right. Nice. Right. Oh, of course. We got to hear from Elon. Is he still in the green room?
He's still in the green room.
Oh, hey, Elon. Hey, are you in there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Hey. Air conditioning good? Yeah? Okay, good. All right. Just a few more minutes? Just two. 2 minutes. Okay, here we go. All right, probably won't even be that. Probably one here. Here we go. I'm going to tell that joke about the guy in the bar. All right. Here we go. So Elon's doing okay. He's not having a bad day.
Good.
But this guy is having a bad day.
Yeah.
Here he goes. He says, earlier today, I was sitting at the bar staring at my drink when a large troublemaking biker stepped up next to me. He grabbed my drink and gulped it down in one swig. And he said very rudely, what are you going to do about it, punk? I said, oh man, this is the worst day of my life. I'm a complete failure. I was late for a meeting this morning and my boss fired me. When I went to the parking lot, I found my car had been stolen and I don't have insurance. I left my wallet in the cab I took home. Then I went home and I found my wife with another man, and my own dog bit me.
Oh.
Man. So I just said, screw it. I came to the bar to work up the courage to end it all. So I bought a drink, dropped a capsule in it, and was sitting here waiting for the poison to dissolve. And then you showed up and drank the whole damn thing. But enough about me. How's your day going?
Don't.
Not so fast. Not so midget. Fast,
midget.
Yeah. So I don't even know what the lesson is there. I was going to have a wisecracking lesson about, you know, don't steal a drink or something, but that would be good advice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so.
But we got to go back to the humans,
oh,
right?
Oh, we got Elon next?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to jump right into what Elon said?
Yes.
All right, this is how many minutes? About 4 or 5, 6 minutes, something like that?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Here we go. Let's listen to Elon. Here you go.
If that's the case for AI, and we're only putting regulations after something terrible has happened, it may be too late to actually put the regulations in place. The AI may be in control at that point.
You think that's real? It is conceivable that AI could take control and reach a point where you couldn't turn it off and it would be making the decisions for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, that's definitely the way things are headed, for sure. The things like say ChatGPT, which is based on GPT-4 from OpenAI, which
right.
The company that I played a critical role in creating, unfortunately.
Back when it was a nonprofit.
Yes. The reason OpenAI exists at all is that Larry Page and I used to be close friends, and I would stay at his house in Palo Alto, and I would talk to him late into the night about AI safety. And at least my perception was that Larry was not taking AI safety seriously enough.
What did he say about it?
He really seemed to be one sort of digital super intelligence, basically digital god, if you will, as soon as possible.
He wanted that?
Yes. He's made many public statements over the years that the whole goal of Google is what's called AGI, artificial general intelligence, or artificial superintelligence. I agree with him that there's great potential for good, but there's also potential for bad. And so if you've got some radical new technology, you want to try to take the set of actions that maximize the probability that it will do good and minimize the probability it will do bad things.
Yes.
It can't just be helpful leather. Let's just go, you know, barreling forward and, you know, hope for the best. And then at one point, I said, well, what about, you know, we're going to make sure humanity's okay here. and then he called me a speciesist.
did he use that term?
Yes. And there were witnesses. I wasn't the only one there when he called me a speciesist. And so I was like, okay, that's it. Yes, I'm a speciesist, okay? You got me. What are you? Yeah, I'm fully a speciesist. Busted. That was the last straw. At the time, Google had acquired DeepMind, and so Google and DeepMind together had about 3/4 of all the AI talent in the world. They obviously had a tremendous amount of money and more computers than anyone else. So I'm like, okay, we have a unipolar world here where there's just one company that it has close to monopoly on AI talent and computers, like so scaled computing. And the person who's in charge doesn't seem to care about safety. This is not good. So then I thought, what's the furthest thing from Google would be like a nonprofit that is fully open, because Google was closed for profit. So that's why the open and open AI refers to open source. You know, transparency, so people know what's going on.
Yes.
And that we don't want to have like a, I mean, while I'm normally in favor of for-profit, we don't want this to be sort of a profit-maximizing demon from hell.
That's you know? Right.
That just never stops.
Right.
So that's how OpenAI would...
So you want speciesist incentives here? Incentives that...
Yes, like, I think we want pro-human...
Yeah.
Let's make the future good for the humans.
Yes.
Yes, because we're humans.
So can you just put it, I keep pressing you, but just for people who haven't thought this through and aren't familiar with it, And the cool parts of artificial intelligence are so obvious. You know, write your college paper for you, write a limerick about yourself. Yeah. Like, there's a lot there that's fun and useful. But can you be more precise about what's potentially dangerous and scary? Like, what could it do? What specifically are you worried about?
Okay, going with old sayings, the pen is mightier than the sword. If you have a super intelligent AI that is capable of writing incredibly well and in a way that is very influential, convincing, and is constantly figuring out what is more convincing to people over time, and then enters social media, for example, Twitter, but also Facebook and others, and potentially manipulates public opinion in a way that is very bad. How would we even know?
Wow. This is what we've been saying for a long time. We've been saying this about he's for the humans, and we joke about that. But that is the most important thing, is that the human race is what God created.
Yes.
God didn't intend for non-souled beings to control the earth.
Correct.
When he created man and woman, he created them to be dominion over the earth, over the animals, over the land and the seas. And he wasn't talking about the weather machines there when he's, over the land and the seas. But anyway.
Truth.
It is about humans. We support the human aspect of this. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue to watch this technology as it progresses. And we are going to continue to interject the human aspect into our businesses and into our relationships, because in the end, nothing else matters. It's really about the humans, not about the cyborgs or the robots. And, some computers can do some good things, but please put your faith in the one who created you, the Lord himself. But put your faith in humanity over cyborgs, machines, and AI.
Yeah. All right. Are we done for that one?
Yes. That was a weird episode, but we are done there.
All right.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Truman's Matrix, a podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world, a production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. You can find Digging Deeper with Brian Hale on your favorite podcast network, or visit all of our podcasts under one roof at diggingdeeper.us. And one more thing.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.